Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Coach, you don't need me anymore. I'm going to head on home.
Hey, Doc. What the hell you got in your head?
Kelly got it for me from the theater department. I'm going to be a psychic at the carnival.
Oh.
Scoff if you will. But I learned in my psychology class that we all have an untapped psychic ability. They told us the average person only uses 10% of their brain.
And you got a lot of catching up to do.
Wait a minute. I'll prove it to you. Something is going to ring. Of course, the phone.
Coach here. Yeah, Howie, I'm working on the budget. I'll have it on your desk in the morning. Oh, come on. That doesn't prove anything. Everybody knows the phone rings in here every 30 seconds.
Wait a minute. Girl! Girl! Pretty girl.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the cheerleading tryouts are?
Down the hall and on the left.
Thanks.
Everybody knows the cheerleading tryouts are here. Come on, that's a coincidence.
Paper towels! I see paper towels!
Robert, just get the hell out of here!
I coach.
All over my damn budget.
Anything wrong, Coach? Huh. Coincidence or psychic phenomena? You be the judge.
Luther, would you relax?
I can't help it. You know, I always get nervous when you're working on a budget.
Why?
I'm always afraid you're going to end up $32,000 over, and then remember that's how much I make, and then I'll be out of a job. Is that me?
No.
How much over budget did we come out?
$250,000.
That's a relief.
Fox, what is this I hear about you not helping out at my carnival?
Well, I'll explain it to you, Jenny. I'm not helping out your carnival.
I'm going to get out of here before the screaming starts.
There's not going to be any screaming here today, Luther. I'm perfectly willing to bury the hatchet.
Yeah, well, that could lead to screaming depending on where you bury it.
You know that my women have been invited to compete in a tournament in East Berlin. And you know that I am staging a carnival to raise money for that trip. Now, all the other coaches have volunteered to help out in the booth, and I would think that you would be gracious enough to join in this effort towards greater international goodwill.
Nope.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. You are the most selfish, ungiving person I have ever worked with in my entire life, and I hope you fall down in a honey patch and 1,000 bees eat your face.
Hi. Oh, I didn't know you were busy. I'll wait up.
No, no, no. Come on in, Christine. Are you done screaming at me, Watkins?
I hope for your sake that he's just a transitional boyfriend.
So, you ready to go to lunch?
I'm not hungry.
Well, what's the matter? Are you upset?
Upset, frustrated, exasperated, livid.
But not hungry, huh?
In case you've forgotten, I went in today for my annual contract negotiation. All I wanted were three little things. A closer parking space, the title of managing editor, and a crummy little 5% cost of living increase. What do you think I got from those little management maggots?
Well, let me take a wild guess and say nothing.
Right, nothing.
You know why?
Yes, I know why. Because I'm not aggressive.
Say it again.
Hayden, I know my problem is I'm not aggressive.
Christine, I don't understand why you let him do this to you every year. You got steamrolled. I mean, why do you let him get away with that?
Because I don't want to rock the boat.
Oh, Christine, that's what the boat is for. You gotta rock it from time to time, otherwise it just sits there and it gets barnacles on its bottom.
Right. Then I come off as some demanding prima donna.
A demanding prima donna? You? You are the nicest person I know. You're the nicest person in Minnesota. You are the nicest person in the Western Hemisphere.
Thank you.
Christine, that wasn't a compliment. I mean, that's why you don't get those things. You're not aggressive. You're too nice.
Well, why can't a person just do a good job and be nice and have people notice that? Why do you have to be aggressive?
Because, sweetheart, that's the way the world works. The world is an evil place. An evil and stingy place.
Well, I hate that.
Look at Christine, if you're going to get anything in this world, you have to be aggressive. You know, this nice stuff has got to end.
I'm just not sure I can do that.
Christine, I can teach you.
Oh, come on, Hayden.
No, I mean, that's what I do for a living. I take nice people like you and turn them into people like me. I can make you a warrior, Christine.
Well, I need something, that's for sure.
Well, I'm the man that can do it. Okay, come on. Who's the number one newscaster in Minneapolis?
Larry Tavey.
Okay. Who's number two?
Christine Armstrong.
Who?
Christine Armstrong.
I can't hear you!
Christine Armstrong.
That's right, and where is Christine Armstrong going to park her car?
Hayden, I get the point.
I can't hear you.
I get the point.
All right. Now you and I are going to go up there to Minneapolis, and you are going to march into that general manager's office, and you are going to get everything you want.
I already asked them for everything I want. They turned me down.
Ask? Christine, we are not going to ask. We're going to demand. We're going to be aggressive. I mean, look at me and Watkins, okay? She wants me to go to this stupid carnival just to help her with a girls' basketball team. So she comes in here and barks at me and waves that bony finger at me. And me, I want to do something else, so I bite that finger off and I spit it back in her face. That's negotiating.
That's something I never do.
Well, then you should start giving it a try.
I know. You're right.
Well, what are you going to do?
I am going to take your advice. I am going to go back up there and bite their fingers off.
Oh, God, I love that sound of it. And after the meeting, I'll buy you a victory lunch if you're not too full of fingers.
Hayden, you're pushing me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just excited. Now, there's the general manager's office. Go get him.
Would you ask him if he has 5 minutes to see me?
Tell him Christine Armstrong wants to see him pronto.
Christine Armstrong would like to see you. Okay. You can go right in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Remember what we talked about? Don't give any ground. Go on the offensive. Attack.
Right.
Girl.
How does my hair look?
Oh, Christine.
Oh, no, okay. I'm going.
All right. What are you?
I'm a warrior.
I'm her boyfriend.
I figured.
Hayden Fox, Minnesota State.
How do you do?
Fine, thanks. You know, I guess it's no accident I'm a football coach. Yeah, probably spend my whole life motivating people. I don't know, something inside me just makes me want to drive people to live up to their potential.
That's nice. That's a good quality.
More like a gift, really. You know, I just know how to read people. You, for example. Something inside of me tells me that you're not thrilled about being a receptionist.
Some days are worse than others.
Yeah, but you can't settle for that. You gotta constantly be driving to go to the top. You know, I believe in young people. I believe in you. You're gonna be okay.
Thank you.
I did it.
Already?
You were right. I went in there, put my foot down, and they crumbled.
All right.
I got the parking space.
And?
And I get to start using it tomorrow.
No, I meant, and what else did you get?
I didn't ask for anything else. I was aggressive, made a decision. I decided to quit while I was ahead.
Oh, quit while you're ahead? Christine, you got a slab of concrete and two white lines. You didn't get anything. Now, come on, they're cracking. You gotta bite those fingers off. Don't give up until you taste knuckle.
You're right.
What are you?
I'm a warrior.
Can I give you a piece of advice? People, and especially people who are women, have to fight to get what they deserve because, let's face it, I mean, there is a lot of sexism out there. See it in my line of work every day. Babes just don't get breaks. I know you're probably thinking that just because you're a receptionist that you don't deserve that much. I'll tell you something, mark my words, that's going to change. Because I can tell just from looking at you that you are not going to be a receptionist the rest of your life.
I hope you're right.
I usually am.
This is unbelievable.
Well?
I got managing editors. They never give that title away. I love being tough.
Yeah, tough is great. What about the money?
Well, no, there's a very good reason I didn't go for the money.
Oh, you didn't get the money? Well, without that, all the rest is meaningless, honey. Money is where they show their respect.
I know, but they were being so nice about everything else.
Nice. No, we talked about nice. Nice is out. Christine, you got them reeling. I mean, they're back on their heels. Now's the time you go for the bomb.
Well, I don't think asking for a 5% raise is a bomb.
Make it 20.
Just so we can call it a bomb?
No. That's negotiating. You ask for 20, you get 10. That's a compromise. Listen, Christine. All they've given you so far is the icing. Now you gotta go for the cake, huh? Trust me. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure this never happens. But what if they say no?
You don't give them a chance. Take it or leave it.
What if they say they'll leave it?
Then you head for the door. They panic, and you get your 10%. What are you?
She's a warrior.
You know, I'm kind of glad you've been listening to all this because there's a lesson to be learned here. And that lesson is don't give up. Go for whatever it is you want to go for. Because I believe that you can do it. In fact, I know you can do it. So what? What do you want to be?
A biochemist. I'm working on my PhD and hope to discover a link between excessive hemoglobin protein and DNA-enhanced coagulants.
Well, I'd like to think I had something to do with that. Well?
Well, I told them to take it or leave it. They didn't take it.
What did I tell you? What did you say?
I said, then I'm leaving.
Oh, great. What'd they say?
They said, goodbye. I'm out of a job. What am I going to do?
Okay, you're going to give me a moment to think. Okay. All right, what they expect you to do now is panic.
Then they're not going to be disappointed.
No, Christine, you can't go back in there now.
Get out of my way. Should I call security?
Oh, come on, I can handle her.
This has gone too far. I am not going to lose my job over this.
No, Christine, it's going to be okay. Really. Look at the picture.
I
I love that picture.
And so do they. What does it say on the side of every bus in Minneapolis? Christine Armstrong, she's your friend. They're not going to fire Minneapolis's friend.
They just did.
But Christine, they're bluffing. This is classic negotiating. But they're as panicked as we are. As you are. Look, all we got to do now is just hang tough and wait for them to come crawling to you.
I don't think they're going to crawl or walk or anything. I think they're going to let me go.
Oh, Christine, please, would you just have a little faith in your coach here? Let you go? By the time we're done with them, they're gonna name this building after you. That is the oldest trick in the book.
Now, if you think that turban makes you look like a real psychic, wait until you see this.
Wow, a cape!
It's from Camelot.
Wow, an imported cape.
I can't believe I let you do this to me.
Christine, we are engaged in a process here. There is nothing to be concerned about.
What's the matter?
Thanks to your father, I lost my job.
What?
It's part of a process.
What did you do?
Nothing, nothing. She's in the middle of a contract renegotiation, and they've just hit a little snag.
Yes, they've let me go.
Would you quit saying that? They have not let you go. If you keep saying that, you're just going to make everybody nervous. Now look, you're going to get a 5% raise out of this whole thing. You're going to have me to thank for it. All you got to do is just hang tough. A little tougher, honey.
How can I hang tough, Hayden? You keep telling me I'm going to get my job back. What if I don't?
You will.
What if I don't?
You will.
What if I don't?
Oh, Christine, you're not even making sense anymore.
Oh. I just thought you'd like to know that I talked to the university president, and he says you have to help in my carnival, or he's taking the money for my team's trip out of your team's budget. See you at 5.
Yeah, well, I don't have five. Well, 5. I can't believe she brought the university president into this. I mean, I don't want to go to some stupid carnival.
Well, then don't go.
You heard her. I have to.
No, you don't. You just have to hang tough. Bite those fingers off. Tell them if they make you go to the carnival, you quit.
Christine, I'm not going to lose my job over some stupid carnival.
You expect me to lose my job over some crummy 5% pay raise?
Oh, come on, that's a completely different thing.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. Oh, forget it. I'm not going to tell you why if you don't know why.
I am leaving.
Why?
If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
I just can't believe how she's overreacting.
Dad, now I know you think you're never wrong, but what if you are? I mean, you may have screwed up her whole life today. Are you willing to deal with the responsibility if Christine does lose her job? Are you going to pay her bills and find her a place to live and go out and get her another job and deal with the guilt of knowing that you cost her this job and friends that she really likes?
Hayden, I just heard the university president's going to make you be in the carnival.
No, I can't deal with it now, Luke. I got to go up to Minneapolis, save Christine's job.
Yeah. Christine lost her job?
Yeah.
How'd Christine lose her job?
I don't know.
Walk down the hall 5 minutes to get a fudgesicle, the whole world falls apart.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, coach, you made it.
Yeah.
Gotta go with Christine to get her job back?
Oh, yeah, sure did. Got a 5% raise, too.
You're kidding.
No, really, it wasn't that hard, actually. I mean, Christine's so nice, everybody just seems to like her. The only reason they got rid of her in the first place, they couldn't understand her obnoxious behavior, but after a couple of minutes with me, they said they understood.
I bet she's thrilled.
Yeah, well, she would be if I get a hold of her. I tried to phone her. She's not home.
There you are. Where have you been?
Come on, Watkins. Lay off. Well, yeah, I've had a horrible day, and just seeing you is making it worse.
Well, your booth is ready. Come with me.
Yeah, well, I hope it's easy, because I got to tell you, I am exhausted.
Don't worry. All you have to do is sit.
All right!
Oh, no way. Am I going up in there?
Well, it's either that or you can write me out a check for 18 round-trip tickets to Berlin.
You did this on purpose.
Sure. But you should be flattered. When everybody heard that you were going to be in the dunk tank, we sold out. And there are people lined up clear to the student union.
Oh, someday I'm going to get you, Watkins. You and your little assistant, too.
Okay, folks, step right up and dunk the big guy. Who's going to be first?
Go. Hey, before you throw that ball, I'd like to share a thought with you. I'm in a cage now, but tomorrow I won't be. You know, there are 18,460 undergraduate students at this university. I will track you down, and I will find you. This isn't going to be so bad after all.
Hey, Christine! Over here. Hi.
Oh, Hayden. There you are.
Did you get my message?
No. Actually, I went to the station. I was going to ask for my job back, but then I found out you'd beaten me to it and had gotten my job back for me.
Yeah.
How much to dunk him?
Three balls for a dollar.
I'd like to run a tab.
What are you doing?
I'm going to dunk you, Hayden.
You're mad at me because I got your job back?
No, I'm mad at you because you took control.
I was just trying to help.
No, you were trying to take over, just like you always do. Ever since I've known you, I've watched you control everybody's lives. Luther, Dauber, your team, your daughter.
Christine, you're the one that said they had a problem, you know, being aggressive.
How am I doing now?
A lot better. A lot better. Christine, look, I know I have this control problem, all right? And I've really been trying to control it, but it's not easy to give it up, you know? It's the only gift I've got in life. I'm pushy. I mean, God gave it to me, and I think he meant for me to use it.
Well, that may be, Hayden, but you've got to know when to stop.
I've been waiting for a sign, honey. May have been it.